We're in Megillah. We're holding Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, the Mishnah. Kol Kshirin Nikrot the Megillah. Everyone's kosher for reading the Megillah. Chutz Mechiresh Uteve Katan. The exceptions are someone who is a Cheresh, which sometimes means deaf and mute, and sometimes not. But ordinarily, it can't be mute, right? Shote, someone who's doesn't have basic intellect. V'katan in a minor. Rav Yehuda machshir v'katan. Rav Yehuda says a minor would be qualified. Mantan acheresh dieved nami lo. What opinion says? Who's this opinion that says that a person who is deaf is disqualified even with the edit, even if he did it, you haven't fulfilled your obligation? Amar Rav Matna Rav Yossi. So Rav Matna suggests it is the opinion of Rav Yossi. Ditnan, for the Mishnah tells us with regard to the reading of Shema, Hakoret Shema v'lo Shmea lo osno yatsa, Rav Yossi omer lo yatsa. When it comes to Shema, the Tana Kama holds, even if you didn't hear it, you read Shema, but it wasn't audible, so you're still Yotzei. Rabbi Yossi says you're not Yotzei. So our Mishnah that disqualifies a Cheresh, a person who doesn't hear himself read, even b'di'eved, would be the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Umimayd Rabbi Yossi b'di'eved namilo. Questions the Gemara. How do you know that our Mishnah means that even b'di'eved, he's disqualified? The understanding that you postulated at the onset of the sugya is questionable. You began by saying, who says you can't read that if a cheresh read the Megillah, he's not yotzei? Our Mishnah didn't necessarily say that. Our Mishnah said, "Who? Everyone's kosher lechatchila, except for a cheresh, and the shote and a katan." Now, when we disqualified a cheresh, we meant to say, he's not kosher lechatchila, or even b'di'eved. Familiar with terms, yeah? So, how do you know? Why do you make this assumption that our Mishnah disqualifies a cheresh even b'di'eved? Dilma Rabbi Yehuda, maybe our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. V'lechatchila hu de lo, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a cheresh, one who does not hear himself read, is not fit lechatchila to read, but hadi'eved shapir dami. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that b'di'eved, if he did read, he has fulfilled his obligations. So we're questioning the assumption, the earlier assumption that our Mishnah means that a cheresh, a deaf person, is disqualified even b'di'eved. Says the Gemara, lo sakadaitach, don't entertain such an understanding that our Mishnah would accept a cheresh b'di'eved. Diktani cheresh tumya deshoteh v'katan. The Mishnah aligns the deaf with the person who lacks intelligence and the minor. Mashoteve katan dieved namilo, just like the shote and katan, they're not qualified. Even b'dieved, even if they read it, they don't have any obligation. The shote and the katan. So they can't read the Megillah on behalf of anyone else. Afcheresh dieved namilo, so then the cheresh who is joined with them in the Mishnah must also be disqualified even b'dieved.
Doesn't a katana also have an obligation? Because they will also say, well, even if not, it's a rabbinic mitzvah, you have a kid who's also rabbinically even for chinuch.
So you have an obligation to teach him.
But if he reads for you, can you have a minor read? It says no.
No.
We'll
see. Let's wait. Right now I'm giving you an answer. Later on you'll question my answer. But for now we'll stick to that answer. No, it's a good question. I'm giving you an answer, Rashi and Brachos. Let's wait. So we're saying at this point, the Mishnah must be understood that a cheresh is disqualified even b'di'eved. So the Gemara says, who says? V'dilma ha'kidi'ita v'ha'kidi'ita. Maybe the shoten, the katan, really you're right. They're b'di'eved. Not good. But the cheresh is good b'di'eved. Maybe each one, in accordance to their halacha, who says you group them together? Says the Gemara, no. What do you want to suggest? That Rabbi Yehuda is the author of the Mishnah, and he holds that a cheresh is b'di'evet kosher, midiktani seva, being that in the end of the Mishnah it says Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, Rabbi Yehuda says a minor is kosher, michlal d'reish alav Rabbi Yehuda. So from this I understand that the beginning of the Mishnah is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Don't tell me the beginning is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Who would accept a cheresh b'di'evet? No, you see, Rabbi Yehuda shows up later, so obviously he wasn't the one talking until then. I'm with you. This one the way it goes, and this one the way it goes. Each part of the Mishnah the way it goes. The Cheresh is only the Chatrila Nakod, and the Shoten Katan even B'dievet.
So we can't just group them together. One can
mean
one.
May, right. Ordinarily you would, but maybe in this case you shouldn't. Yeah? Okay. Ask the Gemara. Maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Midami reisha lepsula v'sefa lekshera. So here Rashi says, take out this line. V'dilma kula Rabbi Yehuda v'treigavne katan ktanila. Maybe the whole Mishnah is going to be Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about two types of ktanim. The beginning, v'chsuri mechsra v'achiktani, and we'll just add in a line to the Mishnah. So you have an easy understanding that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, but the Gemara does not want to accept that understanding. Why? Because the halach is not like Rabbi Yossi. The halach is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. To make it that our Mishnah would be a stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi would be giving great strength to the stringent opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara doesn't want to do that. So even though the Gemara has an easy out, the Gemara began by asking, who is it? The Gemara answered, it's Rabbi Yossi. That makes perfect sense. Great. The Gemara says, maybe not, but that doesn't work. Well, maybe this way, but that doesn't work. Well, maybe this way, but that doesn't work. Oh, so maybe you're missing a line from the Mishnah. Wait a second. I had a perfect shot without saying I'm missing a line from the Mishnah. Right? So, he wants to learn too. I just don't want to eat him. You know, they end up flying towards my beard. And they're not kosher. I'm serious. So, the idea here is an idea that we see in Tosus over here. Tosus says it in other places too. The Gemara is working with an agenda here. The Gemara wants it to end up being like Rabbi Yehuda, because that's how the Gemara paskins. So the Gemara says, maybe we'll say the Mishnah is talking about two types of cotton. Really, something's missing from the Mishnah. You got to add the following line. Everyone can read the Megillah other than a cheresh shotev katan. That's talking about a katan that's not yet of chinuch age, like Adam correctly asked. But if you have a minor who's of chinuch age, afilu lechatchila, he's accepted even a lechatchila, because our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan, for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that a katan is acceptable. Ask the Gemara b'mayukimta. Okay, now the Gemara is going to start a whole equation here, which we will begin with tomorrow. The Mayu Kimta. We'll pick up here Bezachem tomorrow. If you could review what we did today, it'll serve you in good stead for understanding tomorrow's mathematics. The Gemara is going to try to put together a puzzle here. So what opinion's here and which opinion's there? We're going to be searching for an opinion to fill in a gap.